This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The famous words of Ronald Reagan, Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the former Soviet Union, from 85 until 91, dead at the age of 91 years old after a long illness. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. Listen, he was the guy that was credited with introducing key political and economic reforms to the USSR, helping to end that Cold War that had been, you know, raging forever and ever and ever, and was not apparently a great big fan of Vladimir Putin's, was critical of some of what Putin had done, did praise him a little bit. But, you know, as the leader of the USSR, you heard Ronald Reagan there, the president at the time, he worked with Ronnie, I always think of Nancy Reagan, how she said that. He worked with the president to reduce the two countries' nuclear arsenals, and people were incredibly joyous about that, praying for an end to the nuclear arms race. And so the world was a safer place, or at least we thought anyway. And there was a lot of freedom for millions and millions of people. I mean, he was so affable. I remember seeing him on Larry King and on some other shows where he had just a great conversation with him. And you listen to him, you're like, wow, you think of the history and you think of what happened when he took over and how most of the Soviet leaders, let's face it, were chilly, remote, not affable, not approachable, none of that. And right from the get-go, what he was known for was reform and trying to work more democratically and more efficiently. And I mean, look, it was still a communist country, but a much different kind of country under his leadership. And he was somebody who became well-liked. And I think part of that was absolutely because of his relationship with Ronald Reagan and those words, famous words from Ronald Reagan that still were so inspirational and aspirational and significant at the time as to what was happening in the world. Now look where we are with Putin. Could it be a chillier relationship? And we watch as Putin becomes more and more isolated and questions abound, especially with the invasion of Ukraine and ultimately where is the world. Very, very different leadership style between Gorbachev and Putin and also relationships with the rest of the world. So rip to Mikhail Gorbachev, dead at the age of 91. What else are people talking about in the world and here in the U.S.? You know what people are talking about? People are talking about, I always say this, what is the common denominator? I mean, it's true. The common denominator between all of us, whether you're in Minnesota or New Jersey or Florida or you're listening in the great state of Arizona, oof, those monsoons, or you're in California listening to us, or you're in Louisiana, wherever it is, it's the weather, right? When you have crazy weather, which we have crazy weather, people are talking about it. Oh, it's just insane, this heat. And it's been particularly rough for people in the Midwest and even in the East Coast where people were getting slammed, and Texas, where they're getting slammed with, yes, it gets hot. Yes, we're coming up on the tail end of summer. It's Labor Day weekend in a handful of days, but it has been extreme, and it is the conversation, droughts, what's heating up, what's persistent, what's been going on, and how many people are affected. And the one thing that I've been reading a lot is, look, heat already kills more Americans, and I figured that was the case, but it already, if we look at the stats, it already kills more Americans each year than any other weather hazard we deal with. And the heat index, measuring the impact of heat on our body, is high in so many places. And that's the thing, I think, that is particularly, that's the common denominator, and that's what people are feeling. They're feeling that, they're looking at what the weather is. And then, of course, the hazards, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the floods, all that stuff in between. But we've seen record-breaking heat events, and it poses a serious threat to public health. And I mean, I can't say this enough, and I don't know about the rest of you, but what is it? How do you adapt to that, right? How do you adapt to that? And I think, for sure, let's be honest, I mean, raise your hand, do you drink enough water? I mean, is this going to cure you feeling like you're melting every day when you're in some of these extreme temps? No, but you have to pound yourself with liquids, with water. People don't drink enough water, and then you are so dehydrated, and you mix that with going in and out of the heat, where the heat index, which is dangerous, which is, that's the thing, where it's unsafe, where it's like, the unsafe is 124 degrees, right? Because that's what's pounding your body. And this is what I think people sometimes lose. And that's the thing that I always look at. I always look at the heat index. Well, what does it really feel like when it's 90 degrees? But is it really 90 degrees? So this is my public service announcement, because this is what I talk about all the time. We talk about the extreme drought. We talk about, you know, Lake Mead and what's happening there, and how they keep finding bodies and they keep finding cars and old boats, and, you know, that the level, water level, has never been lower. It's a 22-year mega drought that has caused the most severe drought in human history. That its conditions are drier now than they've been for, this is crazy, for at least 1,200 years. So crops that wither, air quality's declined, but the reservoir, the country's largest by volume, sinking to a record low elevation levels this summer. The photos that you see, the barren canyons, the satellite images are just scary. I think of when I lived there, how full it was. And now they're finding all these missing person cases are being reopened because of all the human remains that have resurfaced in the receding reservoir on five different occasions. I mean, isn't that crazy? A sunken World War II boat, right, that they found. The fear is that Lake Mead could soon become a dead pool status, right? Because of the water supplies that have been cut and all of that. And wow, that's where you're doing the rain dance. You know, it's the yin and yang. Too much water in one place and not enough in some other places. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Larry Hill, the name of his book is called The Weeping Room. Boy, it's such an interesting story, such an interesting background, all the different places that he's worked, from Shell Oil Company, the offshore division there, the U.S. Postal Service, and the list goes on and on. So I think that that helped shape him in writing this novel. Larry, tell us about The Weeping Room.
Well, the Weeping Room is a novel of fiction horror, and it's about a guy that's a psychopath that's one of the worst psychopaths in the history of the world. He's Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, David Berkowitz, the son of Sam. He's all of those people roll into one. He is a real psychopath, and he thinks that he's on a mission from God. You know, he thinks God has given him these instructions to wipe out a segment of the population. You know, just a segment, as if pruning a tree. You know, just. Prune a little bit of the tree and the whole tree will get better. Well, for some crazy reason, he thinks that that's what God is telling him to do. And he's real smart. He's real smart. He's got a high IQ. And so he's able to do all kind of crazy things. He's able to kill in all kind of different ways. And he uses different tools for killing, like an ice pick, to the skull. He's using guns. He's using chainsaws. I mean, this guy is just off the chain. But his favorite method of killing is luring his victims down to the basement. of his mansion and putting him in this chair that's a replica of the electric chair. And these people wind up being drugged, and when they wake up, they're bound to this chair. And he just goes berserk. I mean, you know, he used a sledgehammer on them to the head. So this book right here is one of the most horrific books of horror that has ever been written. And I know it's going to be a movie one day. I just know it.
So let me ask you this. How does a guy who has this, I talked about this, how you have this great history, you worked all these wonderful places, you know, you get this bachelor's degree in history, you like playing chess, you like fishing, you write poetry and short stories, and how did you come up with this horrific story, this horror story?
Well, it's because of my background. I've been a student of horror all my life. When I was a little boy, at 9 and 10 years old, I used to walk to I grew up in Harlem, New York, and I used to walk 2 blocks down to 125th Street to this movie called The Sunset. And I used to see movies from the 1950s, the black and white movies, and 1950 movies, Jack the Ripper, The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, Godzilla versus Rodan, The Mummy, The Invisible Man, The Blob, King Kong. You know, I had friends my age back then that I ran with, but they didn't go to the movies with me because I was the only person that's really into movies, and especially horror movies. So I mostly went to the movies by myself. And so of course I've read everything from the great Stephen King, Anne Rice, Edgar Allan Poe, Bram Stoker. You know, I've read all of their work. So I've got this in me. You know, for all my life I've got this in me, and I knew I just knew I could do it myself. You know, with all of that, you know, forming that type of DNA.
Sure, that background. So what do you hope people take away from reading your book, The Weeping Room, that they're scared out of their mind?
Well, yeah, that, and also the fact that this book belongs on the big screen. It belongs on the big screen. Once they read it, they know it should be a movie. I don't know which director or producer is going to pick it up, but I know somebody's going to do it. Once they read it, they're going to do it. By me being a black writer, of horror, I'm hoping that another black writer, with male or female, black director and producer will pick it up. You know, somebody like Jordan Peele, Deborah Martin Chase, Tyler Perry, Ice Cube, Ava DuVernay, Spike Lee, Mario Van Peebles. Out of 3 million people that's going to be listening to us today, I'm pretty sure that the word's going to get out to one of those directors and producers to give this book a chance. Read this book and you'll see that if you put this book out there, turn it into a screenplay, get a director, get this thing up and running, it'll be the highest grossing horror movie of all time. I guarantee it. I know it.
You'll definitely be scared. You can get the book on Amazon, The Weeping Room. Larry Hill, thanks so much.
You are quite welcome. And can I just put a shout out to my hometown of Chester, South Carolina? Do I have time?
Yeah, there you go. You just did it.
Chester, South Carolina is a nice, quaint town. It's a town that's with a lot of history to it, Civil War, Revolutionary history. It's surrounded by history, surrounded by York, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina. We're open for business, for tourism. We have some great writers here, Mr. William Boyd. is a great writer. He's an expert on the Middle Passage and the Atlantic slave trade. And he's written a book called From Seneca to South Carolina. Also, I have another friend named Mr. Terry Johnson. That's a great Southern writer that lives and works in Chester, South Carolina. He writes great books. Ghosts of South Carolina Midlands, Ghosts of the PD. And my favorite book of his is called Creek Walking.
Ah, that's so great. That's great that you give a shout out to everybody there. Thank you again for coming on.
You are quite welcome, and I'd like to say that it is just an honor to be with you. You're one of the all-time greats. You're a great radio host here in America, one of the top radio hosts in America, and it's just an honor. It's a dream come true to be with you.
Oh, thank you for that, Larry. Have a great day.
You too.
Talking about the horror genre, as a kid, I liked horror movies, and my brother, who was 3 years younger than me, was so afraid of horror movies that he wanted to stay up and watch things with me, and he would be so scared. He still blames me today for being kind of iffy on the whole horror thing. And he talked about there in mentioning some people that have really, really, really crushed it in the horror genre, which is very big at the movies now. I mean, I think even you go to Stephen King and you could look at writers that have over the years been so prolific and are well known for what they've done, you know, what they've written, what they've done. But he talked about Jordan Peele, and Jordan Peele was the director and the writer of the movie Nope. I saw that with my nephew, my 21-year-old nephew, in the Hubs, and we, all three of us, liked it. It was it really had kind of a sci-fi-ish thriller, I think, slant to it, but it was I thought it was so well done, and the theater was crowded with people of all ages. So, yeah, there was younger people there, but there were plenty of people who were older, too, and I thought that was interesting. I still think it depends on the movie. It depends on slasher versus thriller versus, you know, what else you would heap into that, because horror can really stretch in a couple of different directions. But interesting in what I said to him, this kind of life that he leads, and I wonder if his friends read the book, they think, is this my friend Larry? What am I reading here? I have a friend who couldn't be nicer, who strictly writes horror novels. He's written 10, and if you met him, you wouldn't believe the things that come out of his head and actually end up on paper. All right, I will meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
More Americans believe the latest legislation to hire 87,000 Internal Revenue Service agents is part of a plan to audit middle and lower class Americans and small businesses. The new poll from the Convention of States Action and the Trafalgar Group found 52.1% of voters believe the new IRS hires will target those socioeconomic groups along with the political opponents of those in power. Attorney General Merrick Garland appears to be clamping down on the potential politicizing of the Justice Department after substantial pressure from congressional Republicans. Garland revealed in a memo sent to Justice Department staff that all non-career employees appointed by presidential administrations will now be prohibited from participating in political campaign events of any form. USA Radio News. Pushback over the crisis at the southern border has made it to the White House press room. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd told Fox News White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is a liar after she claimed illegal immigrants are not just walking in across the border.
But she's deflecting. She's lying. She knows that the mainstream media isn't going to cover this issue. She knows that in large part nobody's going to care because they don't understand what's going on. She does recognize if the mainstream media would cover this. If the American public understood what was going on, they would be outraged.
Blood may not be thicker than water. Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom is a vocal critic of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but Newsom's in-laws seem to approve of the popular Republican. An exclusive report from Fox News reveals contribution records to DeSantis's campaign include $5,000 from the Siebel Family Trust. This is USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
So here in the man cave, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things. If we were sitting around talking, of course, the focus in the cave would be football. And it's a good time to remind you that Nail the Score is coming back at the start of the season. It'll be the second week in the season that we'll start it, so you get a week to get your feet wet. The Nail the Score game happens on our Tuesday show, depending on where you live. It'll be the first hour, last segment. You simply call in or send me an email during that segment. I pick the game of the week. You tell me who you think's going to win that game and what the final score is going to be. We've had some great winners in the past. We've had a couple of them. So maybe you're going to break the spell of a couple of years of not having winners, and you'll be the official winner. I hope so. I have a good feeling about it. It's going to be a fun football season, that's for sure, and it will be over in a blink of an eye. You know how that goes. Well, if we were talking about the NFL, and we are right here, right now, in the man cave, the season kicks off a week from Thursday. The Rams host the Buffalo Bills. That's at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. So you got to cut down your rosters, baby. Whenever I covered the Cowboys or the Raiders or any of the teams that covered the Giants, this was really kind of rough because some of these players, and now the show Hard Knocks illustrates that, some of these players have really poured their heart and soul onto those practice fields hoping they would be that, get that miracle, you know, that miracle pass to make the team. So they got to cut the 53 players, had to do it on Tuesday by 4 o'clock Eastern. A lot of those cuts came in early because they finished the preseason games on Sunday, you know, and then we've got a 17-game regular season schedule. So some of the cuts that are interesting to note, wide receiver Josh Gordon from the Chiefs, offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood from the Raiders, running back Marlon Mack, Texans, quarterback Kellen Mond, Vikings. That's some of the big names for sure. The Dolphins also placed corner Byron Jones on the physically unable to perform list, or we call it the PUP list. He's going to miss at least 4 games. So this is something to note. I know you all know this, but players starting the season on that list don't count against that 53-man roster cap. So that's a good thing in a way, right? Depending on what's happening with the team. What's interesting is a couple of other notes from the myriad of notes I have on this, because I'm really tracking this and I've been on various stations actually talking about it. You look at the Washington Commanders, and they kept rookie running back Brian Robinson Jr. on the active roster. He was shot twice. He needed surgery following an armed robbery attempt. They don't know when he's going to return, but the fact that he was not placed on that PUP list, that means there's a chance he could return sooner rather than later. So I think that's a good thing. Of course, it was pretty brave what he did, and I think he's going to be a good player. So that's interesting that they decided to do that. The other thing that's interesting, and I'm just cherry picking on a couple of teams. If we went to the Falcons roster, they on their roster tight end Anthony Firkser was maybe the biggest player or most surprising player released. But then what's even more interesting is who they kept. Jared Bernard was kept, the receiver. He was a converted lacrosse player turned quarterback. He made the 53-man roster. Now, see, sometimes it matters when you perform. Of course it matters, but there's not room sometimes. But in this case, he caught a game-winning touchdown against Detroit. He made a bunch of plays against the Jets, and so they saw that. So there you go. He stays with the team, and he could be a versatile asset, maybe for them. How about the Dallas Cowboys? The Cowboys have just one quarterback, Dak Prescott, on the 53-man roster. They released Cooper Rush and Will Greer. Rush doesn't go through waivers, so he could be re-signed to the practice squad. Greer has to clear waivers, which the Cowboys hope happens so they can bring him back at some point. They're trying to massage their roster like other teams are doing and figuring out what they need. So then the other thing is weird. They don't have a kicker or a long snapper. This isn't a weird thing because you're playing the game. Brett Maher, and Jake McQuaid and C.J. Goodwin will be back in some form because they're trying to work on a bigger roster than just the 53 when factoring in the ability to call up players from the practice squad. So the practice squad is the method to the madness of the Dallas Cowboys, which shows how every team is different and how they're maneuvering what they're doing. The move that the Eagles made that was interesting, that they had a significant shift at safety. They released projected starter Anthony Harris and then acquired C.J. Gardner-Johnson from the Saints. And arguably, one of the areas that's been not so great for the Eagles has been safety. So Gardner-Johnson has worked mostly as a slot corner in the pros, but he does have safety in his back pocket. He has that experience. I guess that's probably the thinking, maybe there. And for Vikings fans, defensive lineman Armin Watts started 9 games last season. Even after the Vikings switched to a 3-4 scheme, he was working with the first team throughout training camp and preseason, but the Vikings just waived him in the final year of his contract, coinciding with a trade that, there you go, brought, guess what, a defensive lineman from the Houston Texans, Ross Blacklock. So maybe he's a better fit. Maybe that's why they did that. And I guess that's a surprise, or maybe it's not a surprise, because of the move they made. So the Seahawks made their decision Friday. Pete Carroll made that big decision. He named Geno Smith the winner of the quarterback battle. So cutdown day didn't have any big drama. The biggest release was veteran Justin Coleman, who looked like the favorite to be the primary nickelback, but that means probably the rookie, Kobe Bryant, has the job. Or they just cut him in order to temporarily save that roster spot. See, we go back to the maneuverings of what are you doing, who could you call back up, what could happen on a practice spot, that whole thing. But that's just a little bit of what happened in the NFL that I thought was pretty interesting. And I gave you the big names at the top that were maybe a little bit surprising. And by the way, the Browns quarterback, Deshaun Watson, started serving his 11-game ban because he's on the team, but he's off the team for the 11 games and won't come back until after that. From the tennis world, I mentioned that Serena Williams is really the story. After this incredible tennis career, the GOAT, she really is the GOAT. Fans have jammed the place to see her competing at least one last time. And she won her opener, her first round match. Her sister Venus fell in the first round, but now she can focus on doubles. So they're going to play doubles again together, which they have. They're going to play doubles. So that's even more time to see Serena. And this is, you know, just the early stages of the tournament. Another thing I think that's interesting to note is Tracy Austin, who won the U.S. Open when she was just 16 years old. Because in tennis, you know, in other sports, like I just talked about football, in the NFL, in Major League Baseball, in the NBA, you have superstars who have kids that end up playing the sport too. And in tennis, you don't see that as much, but Tracy Austin, who was a phenom as a young girl and is now in the announcer's booth, has a son named Brandon Holt, and he's competing at the U.S. Open. I mean, it's 40 years since she played the event. So the former number one watched her son, 24-year-old Brandon Holt, win his third match in 5 days to qualify for the first major draw of his career. How about that? I love that they showed on camera him running over to hug his mom, who must have just been completely thrilled to see that. And I think it's incredibly cool. I do. I like this story because we haven't heard any stories like that. Like, you think of the famous tennis players, and their kids a lot of times don't even go into the sport. So to me, that's pretty awesome to watch. It was a great, great moment. Baseball, we're come down to the most important time of the year. We get into September, and, you know, you look around who's going to make the playoffs, who's not going to make the playoffs, and who's winding down their career. I mean, there's a million, I shouldn't say a million, but there's a lot of variables that are happening in the great game of baseball. One of the big ones for the Dodgers, who are on fire, is Clayton Kershaw is going to return against the Mets on Thursday. He threw a simulated game earlier this week. It's the second time this season that he's been on the injured list due to an injured back. It affected his right side the last time around. But he's a three-time NL Cy Young Award winner, and they need him. I mean, if they're going to the playoffs, they want Clayton Kershaw to be just clicking on all cylinders. So big news to watch him come off of you know, the latest round of injury and watch him come back up and see what happens there on Thursday. And I talked about Pujols, I think, the other day. Cincinnati Reds' Ross Detweiler became the 450th pitcher to allow a home run to the St. Louis Cardinal Albert Pujols. I used to watch him play a lot. Wow. Think about that. Career home run number 694. Congratulations to Pujols, surefire Hall of Famer, first ballot, you know it. All right, Man Cave is closed. See you on the flip side.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And we finish the show with a little odds and ends. And it includes just a re-rack. If you haven't heard this at the beginning of the show, I said this. Mikhail Gorbachev has died at the age of 91. He was the final leader of the former Soviet Union. And he certainly was well respected by many, many, many other countries, really more than at home. And it's interesting because Gorbachev warned Russia that and the U.S., saying that Russia and the U.S. have to avoid a hot war. He did an interview in 2019, and that was one of the questions that he was asked about boundaries, the future, other countries, that kind of thing. And that's something that he mentioned. And you think about the relationship U.S. presidents had with Gorbachev and how that warmed and changed over the over the years. But dead at the age of 91, the former Soviet leader. Something else being talked about that I'm just going to reiterate here that I talked about, too, at the top of the show is what's going on with the Ukraine. And Ukrainian officials are saying military operations to retake Russian-held areas of the south are happening right now. Forces have broken through some of Moscow's defenses in a couple of areas, a couple of the front lines, so that's good. The first grain shipment from Ukraine to Africa since Russia's invasion began actually has docked. The UN's World Food Program confirmed that that happened. I'm going to say thumbs up for sure on that. And, you know, we're looking at what's happening into the, you know, into the future, because now we're talking, this all started back in February. What does the future hold? What, I've said this on the show many times. Look, Putin is not a guy who's going to go quietly into that good night. I mean, there's just no way. And what are the options for Zelensky at this point? I don't know that I see him surrendering. And we are watching this country getting really blown apart in so many different directions, and so much reliance on the weapons of war that are at a higher caliber grade, well, I'll put it that way, from allies of, from other countries like the U.S. And of course, European allies, too, as, you know, as well. All right. In the meantime, I think one of the saddest stories that I've heard, you know, throughout the day, I've heard this in different places, or people ask me, somebody asked me about it, maybe it was my brother texted me, he texted me something about it, but this story about a woman who was served, instead of having juice in, you know, in the facility where she was fed liquid dishwashing soap, and it killed her. And anybody who has a grandparent, a parent, whomever, in a place where they need care, it just makes you think, what is going on? I mean, how does this happen? How does nobody notice that that's, how does nobody notice that? How does that happen? And of course, accidents can happen, but what an accident. I mean, what a crazy, insane thing. And of course, yes, they'll have a lawsuit, but that doesn't bring back the, you know, the woman who died as a result of that. And I talked about that in the beginning too, a little bit. Just a crazy, crazy story, but I still think it belongs in odds and ends. All right, some of the other odds and ends that I kind of gathered throughout the, you know, throughout the day, also included that nobody has claimed that huge lottery prize. Remember, we all ran out and bought all of those Mega Million tickets. It's about a month ago for the largest, second largest ever Mega Millions jackpot. You know, $1.34 billion. The winner has not picked up that prize. It was somebody that got the ticket at a Speedway gas station, just about 20 miles northwest, I guess, of downtown Chicago, but they still haven't claimed it, because people keep asking, did anyone claim it? Anyone claim it? And you have a year to claim it. If you don't claim it within a year, that's it. But I guess, and I didn't realize this, it's pretty common for people to wait, just to wait. Maybe not a whole year, but to wait. And probably getting your affairs in order, figuring out what you're going to do and the, you know, whatnot, because obviously that's, you know, that's going to change your life. And are you ready for that kind of life change, and how do you get ready for it? Here's some scary, shaky news. A half percentage point interest rate hike is officially on the table, according to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He said this, you know, just, he said this in a conversation or in an interview or something again. So now here we go, that we have, we're looking at what's happening, and the whole idea is they're going to keep doing this till the end of the year, whatever the point, whatever they end up raising it again. But is it helping or is it hurting? Is it pushing us into a deep recession, or is it helping avoid inflation? Is it calming down inflation? You got to really look at that. And when I look at the numbers, I'm not so sure. I'm concerned about how many times this is going to happen over and over and over again. I mean, you know, I look and see, is it bouncing back? Are people bouncing back? And we know that it's pretty tough out there when you look at the price. I keep saying it, but it's the price of food, the price of everything, the supply chain woes, all of that, that has hit us so, so bloody hard. I mean, so incredibly hard. All right, something on the lighter side. The Webb telescope, yes indeed, captured the first evidence of carbon dioxide on an exoplanet. So what is that? The exoplanet WASP-39b is a hot gas giant. It orbits kind of like a star, like a sun star. It's 700 light years away from Earth, and it includes two other transiting planets. This is according to NASA. So what you have to understand, according to them, is the atmospheric makeup of planets like this one is critical for knowing their origins and how they evolved. And carbon dioxide molecules are sensitive tracers of the story of planet formation, which I thought was cool. I saw that line from an Arizona State University's School of Earth and Space Exploration professor. And why do we care, and what does this mean, and what can we find out by watching, looking at these images? And by measuring the carbon dioxide, we can determine how much solid versus how much gaseous material was used to form this gas giant planet. And in the coming decade, it'll make for a good measurement for a variety of planets and give the insight into the details of how planets form and the uniqueness of our own solar system. I like the way that sounds. I do. Because, of course, then we have more information on the planet, frankly, where your feet are planted. I have no problem with that. I want to know as much as possible. It's just mind-boggling to me. Some days I think I'm just one person, one speck here on a planet that's spinning around. It's every day spinning around. That's how we make it count, right? Yes. I mean, it's the truth. It is crazy, crazy, crazy when you think about it. All right. Another good odds and ends for you. I'm always looking at tech and what's next, and it just moves so fast. It's insane. I always think I'm on top of it, and then I realize in talking to my nephew or somebody else, and then no, I'm so not on top of it. And we know that there's another iPhone coming out, the new iPhone. Apple announced the date for the next, I like how they said, event. It's going to happen a week earlier than usual, September 7th. The latest model of the iPhone will be revealed, and then it will be available. They always make a big deal. They stream it virtually. That's what they do with most of Apple's events. Anyway, during the pandemic, they did that. And they show what are the far out cool things that are part of the iPhone 14. Can you believe it? iPhone 14. And supposedly the camera on this sucker is incredible. But they're already shooting movies with iPhones. It's phenomenal what some of them already do. So now the model will probably increase, will probably go up a little bit more. The pixels for the camera, like I said, is supposed to be incredible. Could have a 48 megapixel camera. We'll see. It's going to be interesting to watch the big reveal. All right, we're out of time for odds and ends. End the show. Thanks to all of you for listening to it. Make it count, everybody. It's the Rich Man's World.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.